Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We lost an icon yesterday in Arnold Palmer. I was never a golf fan, but I remember and admired Arnold Palmer, and he died yesterday evening at the age of 87. Unlike many athletes in the news today, he was an honored and revered man, and he shall be missed. Our prayers and our sympathy go out to his family today. I want to talk to you a little bit. We're going to have the presidential debate tonight at 7 o'clock. How many of you are going to be listening? And I know we've been in an uproar here in the last couple of weeks over the NFL. And I wanted to talk to you, and I'm kind of going to mix this up just a little bit. So you want to boycott the NFL. So many people are boycotting the NFL. I haven't really made an obvious boycott, but I haven't watched any football yet. I've just been busy, or I've been exhausted. I came back from the Constitution Convention in Branson the weekend before last, and I was just totally exhausted, pretty much slept my Sunday away. It is the day of rest, you know. Well, tonight is the first presidential debate between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump. And in these last many months, we've heard one lie and one cover-up story after another from Hillary Clinton. We expect this from her. She spent her lifetime in scandals and crimes. But we shouldn't, even though we do, expect it from the media, the mainstream media in particular. With the extreme disappointment in the NFL and the players taking a knee during the national anthem, there are many of you that are boycotting the NFL, which I agree. I don't think that's a bad thing. But why do you continue to support the media, the mainstream media, who lies to you nonstop, or they fix and edit footage to make one candidate look like she said something she didn't, or didn't say something she did? We've seen what Katie Couric did over the Second Amendment, how she fixed that footage just to lie to the people, to push her agenda. They are lying and manipulating the truth for their gain. And that's not journalism. Globalism is the agenda, not America. No borders. We are the world's people. That's what they believe. And I say baloney. I say baloney. I do not feel that way. I will not be a member of the world. I am an American and proud of it. What will the questions be tonight on the debate stage? They can't edit and the live coverage, but they can manipulate the questions, which isn't a debate. I haven't seen these debates that have really been debates lately at all in the last several years. There should be no personal attacks in a real debate, but only the discussions of policies and the events that result from them. Well, over the weekend, or just before the weekend hit, Ted Cruz came out and endorsed and said he would be voting for Donald Trump. Well, it upset Glenn Beck. Poor little Glenn Beck, another person that if you're supporting, I'm a little disappointed in you, because Glenn flip-flops, and Glenn sensationalizes, and he's kind of the drama queen of the radio, as he's just no different than the celebrities that are promising to leave this country once again if they don't get their way. Well, he was making such promises not to leave the country, but I'm going to quit social media, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know. He needs to grow up. Even if he doesn't like Donald Trump, which obviously he does not, He's upset with Ted Cruz, and I have had word. I didn't watch or listen to it this morning because I cannot, but I've had some people that are sending me all kinds of, they're upset at Glenn Beck and what he's done this morning. He was interviewing Ted Cruz, and I guess he lit into him and said he was sold out because he sold his mailing list to Donald Trump and da-da-da, da-da-da. And then Glenn Beck used foul language. He used the GD word, and that's all over Twitter right now that he did that. This is a man that's supposed to be standing for righteousness. Are you going to boycott the NFL and let the media get away with what they do? Ted Cruz had to bow. He had to. Eventually, he had to. Because his supporters have been pretty upset with him. And they've kind of had the conclusion that his actions were monetary, which I believe they are. I didn't want to believe that because I was I was a Ted Cruz supporter. But Ted Cruz had to eventually cave. He had to eventually go with the Republican Party. It's upsetting that he took so long. It's upsetting, like I said Friday, our founding fathers, they did. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. They had to give up their lives. Many of them lost their fortunes or their families, but they never gave up. They stood with their sacred honor. And we do not see that today in the media. We do not see that today in these politicians. We don't see sacred honor. It's anything to win. They'll make any promises. They'll do any underhanded, under the table, whatever it takes to win. They'll take money from the devil to win. And they'll get on the airwaves if they don't get their way and take the Lord's name in vain. I don't get that. I really don't get that. Well, over the weekend, we had another attack. We had a shooting at a mall. You know, Christmas is coming up. Holiday season, people are going to be shopping. We're going to be at the malls. Or are you going to do it all online so you don't have to get out of your house and take that risk of being shot at? What's America coming to? There have been so many attacks on our homeland, and we do not recognize them because we're listening to the mainstream media that won't even call it a terrorist attack in the Boston bombing. They won't even call it a terrorist attack. They called it, when we had the attack at the military, Fort Hood. That was workplace violence. They didn't call it a terrorist attack. So it's not in front of you, and you're not recognizing, but just the few that they let slip out. So we have stabbings, we have shootings, we have bombings, and Hillary Clinton says we're not going to get rid of terrorism until we have gun control. Yep, that's the answer. Hillary has one agenda, and it's a globalist agenda. It's a socialist communist agenda. But will those questions be asked tonight? How on earth will gun control stop stabbings and bombings on our homeland? All it will do is disarm honest citizens. We're going into break. Your calls are welcome. The presidential debate is tonight. What do you expect to be asked? What would you like to be asked? What questions would you like them to ask Hillary? What questions would you like them to ask Donald Trump? Should be the same question, but I'm kind of betting it won't be. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about stop supporting the mainstream media and those who are lying to you or pushing an agenda. And I guess, you know, in all fairness and honesty, I push an agenda. But I'm not a journalist, and neither is Glenn Beck. But I try to point out the forest and the trees. So that you can see and understand. Am I one-sided? You betcha I'm one-sided. But I'm also just as angry at the Republicans as I am the Democrats. In fact, even more in some respects. Kind of grown to expect the socialism from the Democrats. That's what they're pushing. They have been completely taken over. The Republicans, on the other hand, seem to be taken over by greed. Not that the Democrats aren't greedy enough. But this attack in the mall, I want to talk about that just a little bit. I've got an article here that says authorities talk about the arrest Saturday in the Burlington shooting. And the speakers in order are Lieutenant Mike Holley. This was a video, and they also had the sheriff there in that county, and the governor of that Jay Inslee, and a mayor. But in this, it says the 20-year-old Oak Harbor man being held for shooting 5 people to death at the Cascade Mall was socially awkward and troubled in high school, where he was shunned for vulgar behavior and found it hard to make friends, according to people who knew him. He was shunned for vulgar behavior. He was also from Turkey. They failed to mention that so many times. And that was all over the internet then when they did divulge that. That he was from Turkey. This was a terrorist attack, not just a shooting. But, you know, I think everything that's a shooting or a stabbing is terror. Doesn't have to be necessarily Islamic terror, but it's all terror. And they're doing it because they're getting away with it. And they know in these malls and these places, the majority of people do not have guns. And Hillary Clinton, let me dig that out here. She says that we won't get rid of the terrorism until we get rid of the guns. That is always her answer. We can't do it without gun control. It always falls back to gun control with the left and the progressives. In socialism, they don't want you to have guns. When they want to be your tyrannical leaders, they don't want you shooting back. Hitler took all the guns, said he would take care of the people. They didn't need to worry, but he did. And they call Trump the Hitler. I find that so hysterical in a sad way. She's the one who wants to remove your guns, and then she says she doesn't. But she's the one who keeps screaming about gun control, keeps screaming about infringing upon that Second Amendment. Yet she points at Trump and calls him the bigot and the racist and the white supremacist. She admits that she admires Margaret Sanger, who can't be any bigger a white supremacist than there is. She wanted to do away with certain races of people and imperfect people and less intelligent people to have a better race of people. And so she came up with Planned Parenthood and pushed abortion. And your Democrat Party pushes abortion constantly. Not only that, they want you to pay for it. So every time something comes up, Hillary pushes gun control. Just like Obama, she pushes gun control. To have Hillary Clinton in the White House will be having Obama, and probably worse. At the head of the helm of the America, which will soon be a non-bordered, non-established country when they have their way. Is that what you want? Do you believe in a... What was it? H.W. said... kinder, gentler IRS? Do you believe in a kinder, gentler world? Do you really believe that if we open all these borders and tell everybody how much we love them, they won't be setting off bombs, they won't be beheading people, they won't be stabbing people, they won't be promoting Sharia law, there won't be other countries trying to take over? We have a vastness of natural resources in this country that others would just love to have. And we're, with our leadership, doing nothing with our natural resources, but they're trying to shut them down. Shut them down. Well, in response to a question from the AARP bulletin, Hillary Clinton made it clear her position that to be successful, policies for ending terrorism must include gun control for all Americans. The question was, what would you do to address terrorism? So to address terrorism, she's not going to go after terrorists, she's going to go after you. The law-abiding citizen who believes in the Second Amendment. She's not going to go after terrorists with their pressure cookers, no. She's not going to go after terrorists who are stabbing people or burning people alive, no. She's going to go after you, the citizen. You, the American citizen, who believes in the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. Because, you know, you have to remove God if you're going to become the God. And that's what a tyrannical government tries to do. Become the God. So if you have a talk show host that's using the Lord's name in vain on the air and then claiming to be the righteous one, you better be careful. You better stop supporting his sponsors. Well, Clinton also came out last week, and if this doesn't scare you, we know this is what they want to do. They've been talking about it forever. 65% estate tax grab. 65%. So if you've worked all of your life and you've, whether you've got a large sum or a small sum of net worth, they don't want you to have the ability to pass that on to your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren. No. 65% of that belongs to them because, you know, you didn't build it by yourself. Belongs to the government, as does your land, as does your car, as does your groceries, as does your children, if you listen to Hillary Clinton. Takes a village. Well, what village raised her children, her child? You have to start seeing what is going on and understanding. I know that many of you might be in fear when you see these shootings and hear about these shootings, these stabbings. But we can't let fear drive us. We have to realize and understand what our nation was built on. We had a tyrannical king that wanted everything. And he wanted the colonists to be good little colonists and fall in line and do whatever the king said to do. We had a few stubborn men, a few stubborn businessmen, a few godly men who refused to do that. So those men, after many, many, many times pleading with the king and the king's men, came up with a document called the Declaration of Independence with a list of grievances and appeals and pointing out what he was doing. And in this list of grievances, at the end, they signed their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Who in America has a sacred honor? I see very little of that in the politics of today. That bothers me more than anything. And the journalists and the media who don't want you to know the truth, they're helping to hide the truth. We have a presidential debate tonight. What truth question would you like to see asked? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Talking about the presidential debate tonight. I hope you're going to be watching it. I'm going to be glued to it, I'm certain. The topics, I'm not sure what, if they have a topic on this one, have you heard? Because I have not heard. You know, a lot of times they just talk about one thing or the other. But the topics of this land are not gun control. But the topics are the economy, our safety here, jobs, and the wars around the world. We've been talking about TPP. But in these topics, the taxes that are being perpetrated against we the people and against the corporations, you know, everybody says, well, tax them. Well, you eat that. They don't really get taxed because you eat that. That's all on paper. They may pay a tax, but you're the one eating it because the prices go up. Donald Trump made a statement here that was profound when he was speaking in Flint, Michigan. He said it used to be cars were made in Flint and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now the cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint. That's profound. I told you that I, out of high school, I worked for a company called Cheeseboro Ponds, which is now Unilever. And I ran the Q-tip machines. You had to be pretty quick. I was pretty proud. I was pretty quick. There was lots of people that were. To run the Q-tip machines. To catch the Q-tip boxes and to catch the bad Q-tips and to pass quality control. Well, that's no longer done in the United States of America. That's done in Mexico. The trade deals have not been for Americans. Oh, we may have been able to have an upper side on a few, but the majority and the whole picture, we have lost it. We're losing our jobs, we're losing our products. And thanks to the bureaucracy and the EPA and the things that are going on, we're also losing our natural resources or our ability to use our natural resources. America, Jerry Brownfield used to say, they have to bring America down to the third world country level because they can't bring them up to America's level. So in this redistribution, we get the short end of the stick, so to speak. So we lose our jobs. We become dependent on a country, government, king government, and so it goes. Q-tips come from Mexico. They no longer come from Jefferson City, Missouri, here in the United States of America. We're going to go to the phones. We have Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Hi, I don't know how to put this, but God asked me and told me to ask the candidates how they stand. And so we put in a Republican, Kay Granger, and I caught her at what she thought was Democrat meeting. And I asked her, I said, you know how I stand, but God told me to ask you, how do you stand on abortion? She knew how I stood because I kept letting her know. And she said, well, I abhor that horrible third trimester abortion and partial birth abortion, but after that, it's the woman's right to choose. I went up to some of the blacks at that meeting and I said, I brought you some tracks, T-R-A-C-T-S, you know, Jack Chick tracks. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're
real. No, I haven't.
And he said, oh, thank you. And I said, I'm sorry I was 30 minutes late. I got lost. He said, you didn't miss nothing. You didn't miss anything but a bunch more lies.
Well, you know, so, years ago, I thought Colin Powell was a good guy. And I heard somebody ask him that question. He goes, well, I'm against abortion, but I think it should be a woman's right.
Yep.
You know, so when does the mother no longer have a right to kill her child?
Now,
at what point in time does she no longer have that right?
They'll say they're pro-life, you know, but when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, they'll say not before they're born. Well, you know, that's not exactly abortion after they're born, but we could not get Al Gore to say that a baby was a baby after it was born.
No. Well, you know, they were questioning Debbie Wasserman Schultz about a year or so ago. I saw them questioning. She has twin children. She has twin boys, I think, and I think they're teenagers now. And they were asking her, were they alive when they were in your womb? And she refused to answer. She absolutely refused to answer. And I wondered, if you were one of those children, what would you think? Were you really alive when you were in the womb? Well, I'll tell you what, my boys kicked me. I knew they were alive.
they
were the kickers, though.
We had a Democrat here, and he had adopted Pete Guerin before Kay Granger, and he had adopted a little kid, and he was the children, and one of them was running between his legs at the meeting. Mm-hmm. So they said, Pete, considering this adopted child you have, you know you're pro-life. He said, well, he said, I'm just glad she chose not to. That's the way they look at it. I mean,
well, you know, Chelsea got up and made a speech here a couple of years back and made the crazy statement that, you know, my grandmother didn't have those choices. I'm thinking, you know, if she had and done that, you wouldn't be here talking. I mean, their logic is so crazy. Pat, I appreciate the call. I think that would be a good question, but I don't know that. I don't know that that's the way we're going to fix abortion. I think we're going to have to change the hearts of the people. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it so much. Now, I have the Red Ribbon campaign going on, and I have the T-shirts, and I have the little bands, the wristbands, that simply say cries from the womb. Will we at least remember these children that are being taken and take a stand for them? We need to defund Planned Parenthood. And all these silly Republicans that are telling you they're going to do this, they had an opportunity more than once and didn't do it. Roy Blunt's running on it again, but he was one of them. You can't trust him. Mitch McConnell, I had an article here. Where did I put that? The spending bill. Mitch McConnell, he sides with the liberals and ignores conservative priorities. Is that a big surprise that Mitch McConnell, who's worth now $24 million since he's been elected to this position, would not take the side of the conservatives but would ignore their priorities? Of course it's not. It's what I'm saying. The Republicans are really no different than the Democrats. I don't know for sure what Trump will do. I really don't. But I know what Jeb Bush would have done. I know what these other established Republicans would do. And I know what, unfortunately now, Ted Cruz might have done. And it bothers me. We're not a global society. We might be global in many ways. The world gets smaller and smaller with the media that we have, the social media and everything. But I'm an American. And I'm going to stand on that. I'm not going to say I'm a citizen of the world. No way. I am an American. Mighty proud to have revolutionary blood running through my veins. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Presidential debate tonight, the first one. What do you expect to happen? 877-895-5410. Let me say it slower, I get in trouble. 877-895-5410. And we the people of the Americas will be right back. Of America, we'll be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're talking about the debate that's coming up tonight. It's the first presidential debate. It's going to be 3 hours long. There's going to be no bathroom breaks. There's going to be no commercials. And I think that's going to be a little tough on Hillary. We have Ken from Texas. Ken, how are you today?
Yeah, Jed asked her how she stands on giving money to Planned Parenthood.
We know how she feels about that.
Yeah.
She's all for it.
Tupperware. I think Tupperware would be excellent to bury 50 caliber ammunition in.
Oh, is it now?
I think it would be excellent. I tell you, I've heard stories about people backing over that stuff and shooting it, and it's indestructible.
Well, it's not quite indestructible, but...
I have the stories I heard. They can't destroy it.
It does have a lifetime guarantee, but they will crack eventually.
I've heard some good stories about that stuff. I think it would be excellent burying 50 caliber ammunition.
Well, we need to help Beth out. She's trying to help me out. We need to give her a call and order some of that Tupperware, Ken.
Hey, also, get on YouTube and put in Hillary disappeared and Hillary arrested.
Oh, did that happen?
Well, they Hollywood's helping her out, and you don't know what they do. If they can make you believe there's dinosaurs walking around, they may be Hillary's standing talking to people. there's one thing where she disappears. Stand behind an American flag, and she disappears with the American flag. Does not disappear. And I go, well, oh, somebody's playing games with me, you know.
I was going to say, also, I wouldn't believe everything I see on film because they can fix that. Okay.
Hillary disappear. You can see it for yourself.
Okay.
Also, Hillary arrested. The guy says that she got arrested on September 11th, and you can see her trying to get in that van, and she never grabs the door or the frame, and they stuff her in there. She's got handcuffs on, and you see her from the back. You can't prove whether she's got them on or she got them off, but anyway, it's something to think about.
Well, I've watched that video over and over and over again, and it appears to me that she doesn't really faint. It looks more like a seizure because of how she reacts, and you can see what her legs do and her arms do, and I have seen that before. And
I think she went down to jail for a couple hours. They said, well, she's in this jail.
Well, I don't think she
comes out with a different ring on.
I don't know about that. But anyway, I know that she's not well. I know she's not well. We can tell that, and we know that she's a liar. We can tell that, and we know that she's going to be bad for America. I wish that she was arrested. If they arrested her, I wish they wouldn't have let her back out. I appreciate the call, Ken. Thank you.
Okay.
Hillary believes in sanctuary cities. She believes in taking your guns away in order to stop terrorists. And Hillary believes in 65% of your estate belongs to the government. 65%. You have no right to leave that to your children. After all, you didn't build it yourself. Well, I don't see Hillary in here helping me trying to build anything. Hillary's not a friend of women. And if you're voting for Hillary because she's a woman, you need to stop it. You need to stop and think about what you're doing. She's okay with ruining a 12-year-old girl who's been raped brutally. She's okay with defending the rapist and condemning the victim. And that's no different than the gun control. Think about that. She's going to defend the terrorist and condemn the American citizen victims. You have no right to defend yourself. There's certain guns they don't want you to have. They don't want you to shoot back. They don't want you to protect your family. They don't want you to be dependent. They don't want you to be independent. They said they couldn't tell the intent of Hillary's email scandals. That's what Comey said. But the IT man said they named the file, what they were doing, the process, not the file, Hillary cover-up operation, when they started deleting files, deleting emails. The Hillary cover-up operation. I'd say that means she had intent. And I have been standing for a long time, as bad as Benghazi was, with the loss of lives, which she says there were no lives lost in Libya. This cover-up goes much deeper and higher. And it's not about Benghazi. Oh, there's some things in there that will divulge the Benghazi lies, but it was about covering up the Clinton Foundation and all the names of the elected officials and maybe unelected officials who are reaping the benefits of the Clinton Foundation and how they get money from foreign countries. Foreign countries that are okay with throwing people off buildings. Foreign countries that are okay with the abuse of women. Foreign countries who do not believe in freedom. And they hate America. And they hate Christians. And they hate this land. But they'll take it because it's rich in natural resources. And they can claim all they want that they're doing this for their God, Allah Akbar. But it always comes down to greed of some kind. First presidential debate is tonight. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. I've left tomorrow's show open without a guest so that we can discuss the presidential debate. Will it be fair? Has Hillary already won it? That's what I've already heard, you know. Hillary's going to win it because of her illness. And they're going to go easy on her. And the last guy that did the forum, they were upset with him. And he's a liberal. They were upset because he didn't go easy enough on her. What will Donald Trump do? Will he lose his temper? Will they back him in the wall? I don't think they will. I think he's too smart for that. Mark Cuban, he's going to be there, picking his nose and sticking his tongue out, I guess, at Donald Trump. That man is so wanting for attention, it's just crazy. Him and Glenn Beck, they need to go sit in the corner together. We've got a lot of problems in this nation, but the biggest one is the hearts of the people. We're in this mess because the hearts of the people haven't been right. It's time that all of us got on our knees. Because that's the real way. That's the real way we will bring America home. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's GiveBack program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.